club.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier. Rush, rush, rush.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Round 23, the Broncos taking on the Rabbitohs, 7:50 kickoff. We have got your coverage all the way through from now. MG, good evening.
Good evening, Liam. Good evening to everybody. Hope you're travelling home beautifully in a little bit of traffic, but sit back for the next hour and let us ease the pain.
7 p.m. NRL primetime with yourself, Anthony Maroon, Wendell Saylor, and then kickoff for the Broncos, Rabbitohs, which is going to be a belter of a game.
Fantastic game.
7:50. 6:15, Reedy, Brent Reed from the Australian, Reedy's Mail, coming in. He's got some news about Cameron Munster's future. A very talented player who'll be in high demand. MG, you're going to tell us why you think the Broncos will win tonight's game at 6:30.
No, I'll go back a bit. 6:20. I want to throw something in at 6:20 that I've been working on. It's something for you, actually. It's will definitely change your view on a particular individual. That's all I'm going to say. That's,
all right.
6:20.
It's okay if you can decipher that cryptic message. There's something happening at 6:20. MG, 6:30, we will preview tonight's game. You reckon the Broncos are a good one to win tonight?
Not a moral, but I think they might get up, yeah.
Which would be an upset, given everything they've been through. And at last note, both Wayne Bennett and Anthony Seibold will still be coaching the sides tonight. No late changes on that front.
Oh, who knows?
Things might change between now and the next song. And if you are a fan of live sport, this Saturday in Sydney set to be one of the great days of the calendar year. There is that much going on, and MG,
I can't think of a day where there's been more sport on.
There is that much going through, but at the end of the show tonight, we are going to walk you through all of your options this Saturday.
Wow.
Because it's a belter. Horse racing, AFL, NRL. You can even go and do a bit of athlete spotting at the airport if you're so inclined.
Let us know.
The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M, or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
Reedy's Mail coming up shortly. Some news about the future of Cam Munster. Could he be headed for Sydney? A departure from the Melbourne Storm, potentially. That'd be massive if he left.
Oh, wouldn't it what?
All right, let's do this.
Trending now.
Officially a record. Officially a record. Trending now for the last 9 days has been all about the C word, coaches.
Yeah, it has been about the C word. And let's just put to bed, we won't be discussing Trent Barrett. If you missed yesterday's show, we spoke to Manly legend Paul Vorton, who had some really interesting thoughts on the coaching situation, his disappointment at Manly for letting Trent Barrett go the way they did. Head to the Triple M app and subscribe to our catch-up podcast, the best way to hear that. Trent Barrett has fronted the media today and essentially said nothing. He has laid out that he can't say anything, but he will be coaching the side this weekend.
Yep, and a bit like the statement they had yesterday that basically said that we can't say much, but we're going to give you a statement to say that we can't say much.
Exactly. So let's move on and focus on the other big coaching discussion that's going around at the moment involving Wayne Bennett. So he's set to coach the side tonight. This was James Hooper on NRL 360 on Fox Sports last night speaking about the coaching position at the Broncos.
There's plenty of influential figures in the game, especially picking up the telephone today with all of this coaching merry-go-round that's all abuzz at the moment. They're prepared to tell you that the Anthony Seibold deal with the Brisbane Broncos is done.
So that was last night. Anthony Seibold, a done deal, leaving South Sydney, going to the Brisbane Broncos. Then today, Peter Bedell of the Courier Mail has broken a story that Wayne Bennett's 25-year Broncos reign is all but over. He has been formally offered another role at the club for 2020. The Broncos are in secret talks with Michael Maguire, the former coach of South Sydney, on a $2.4 million deal.
Well, there's two respected journos, both receiving different intel. How are the poor fans supposed to know what the hell is going on?
So that if the most recent one is to be believed, Peter Bedell, Wayne Bennett will coach out his contract, which would include 2019.
I can't see him taking over the role as a coaching coordinator. At the moment, he wants to coach. But that's the thing he put forward first with Paul White.
That is the offer he wanted earlier in the year when they were chasing Bellamy.
Yeah. I don't know. Look, if we have a quick look, right, at every club, just quickly, at the coaching, with coaching instability, and ascertain what we can glean from all of it. The only clubs that haven't been affected in the last couple of weeks: Storm, Roosters, Warriors, Sharks, Raiders, and the Knights. We haven't heard anything about them. Penrith, well, they speak for themselves. The Broncos, who's to say whether they've underachieved or overachieved, given what's been going on in the background. Manly, well, they're unsettled and restless, as you can see. The jury's still out on South Sydney with Seibold. We don't know what's going to happen with him. And the Tigers with Ivan Cleary's uncertainty as well. We don't know what's going to happen with them two clubs. Then you've got the clubs in the middle with the Dragons, with Mary McGregor. You don't know what's going on with him. Eels with Brad Arthur. His position always seems to come up for speculation. The Bulldogs, oh, Dean Payne's not a first-grade coach, but he seems to be doing a good job, in my opinion. Titans, well, Wayne Bennett's going there to take over from Garth Brennan. And finally, the Cowboys, who at the start of the year, their coach was linked to the Broncos, and look where they're coming. So, going forward, the bosses of our game, Todd and Peter, if I can call you Todd and Peter, must implement something in our game that makes sure we never see such a coaching-interrupted season again. I've had enough. Let me off the merry-go-round, the carousel, whatever you want to call it. I'm dizzy. It's coaches we're talking. These aren't even blokes playing the game where they're dominating headlines and after headline. It's bullshit. It's enough's enough. Let's just get on with the footy. Let's start playing footy and let's stop talking and reporting about coaches.
We've got three rounds left of the regular season. And you're spot on, MG, on this show and on most media outlets, the conversation has been dictated by coaches. Who's going to be coaching.
Ever since Anthony Griffin was tapped on the shoulder last Monday week, we've spent 10 days.
How do we fix it?
We can't fix it. The powers of the game can. They can put sanctions in that basically get penalised for discussing or breaking contracts or start having a contract be worth something these days.
This is that idea of the American sports with the free agency. That
100%. 100%.
A contract is a contract, and then October 1st, once the season ends, the day after the grand final, go for your life.
What really... I'm not going to say that S word again.
What frustrates you?
Like, say for West Tigers, okay, we say to them, we're having six jerseys this year, by the way. We're going to put, you know, six different jerseys in.
We'll add six captains.
And we want you to buy every one of them.
Hmm.
Also, we want you to buy a membership. Also, we want you to come to the footy and pay overs for a hot dog and a pie and a beer. And then we don't want you to complain when our coach walks out halfway through the year or one of our players walk. Come on. Come on. Enough's enough. Let's start getting something sensible in, you know, something that doesn't let the management of these players or coaches run the game. At the moment, they are.
It's the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Up next, Brent Reid will join us to discuss the future of Cameron Munster and another player potentially in some hot water.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
Hey, Bruce in Campbelltown has called through. Bruce, you loved what MG had to say about the coaching situation.
Yeah, mate, I agree with MG. It's all BS. Just get on with the semis and get on with the footy, and it's going to be a cracker game tonight with South and Broncos. My team's out of it, Manly. Oh. Just get on with the rugby league, guys. Come on.
It's a big soap opera bruiser, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is, mate.
Thanks for your call, buddy.
Bruce, thanks for your call. Thanks for listening. Actually, there is an update on the Manly coaching situation. The Brookvale Hotel has put a banner out the front saying, bring back Toves. So they're on board. All right.
Oh, wow.
Let's do this.
Reedy. You've got mail.
It's time.
You have mail.
For Reedy's mail.
Well done, Reedy.
Brent Reid from The Australian, if you're about to tell us that a coach has quit, we don't want to hear about it.
I just drove past the Brookie Hotel and saw that sign. How good. Bring back twos, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, bring back Dez. Bring back Dez.
Bring them both back.
Just bring someone
back. Bring them both back as a tandem.
Well, they were a tandem once, weren't they?
Yeah, they were.
What about that? Brent Reid, the big story that we're hearing that you might have some news on is the future of Cam Munster.
Yeah, look, I mean, obviously a lot of clubs interested in Cameron Munster. Melbourne are obviously the club that want to keep him, but there's a bit of malder in the rounds that the Sydney Roosters have expressed an interest in Cameron Munster. Now, if you think about it, it makes a bit of sense. Cameron Munster's got a year left on his deal. Cooper Cronk's got a year left on his deal. You move Cronk retires. You move Luke Keary to halfback. Cameron Munster with 5'8". So it makes a bit of sense. Now, I've got to stress, they're just one of a number of clubs that's expressed an interest in Cameron Munster, and he can't actually hold any talks from anyone until November 1. But if he's still on the market come November 1, there's going to be a lot of clubs queuing up for him, and the Roosters could be one of them by the sounds of it.
Here's a scoop for you. It's just my opinion, but I reckon if the Roosters win the comp, I reckon Cooper Cronk will retire.
Well, that rumour was doing the rounds, MG. I actually texted him about a month ago about it, because that rumour was going around that he was going to quit at the end of the year. And Cooper said, no, it's not true. But, I mean, who knows what will happen if they win the comp. You're right, it'd be the perfect way to go out for him.
Yeah.
But obviously, Munster's got a year left at Melbourne, and clubs can't talk to him till November 1. But by the sounds of it, if Melbourne can't get him locked away before November 1, he will have just about every club in the league chasing him, Cameron Munster, because Parramatta's after him, the Cowboys are after him, Melbourne want to keep him. I mean, everyone's going to be after Cameron Munster, so that boy's in for a hell of a payday.
MG, yes. If the Roosters sign Cameron Munster, Gladys Berejiklian can save herself some money on tearing down Allianz Stadium. The fans of the rest of the teams will do that for us, surely.
I got nothing to say. The sombrero just gets bigger and bigger. But are you hearing anything about Corey Norman maybe heading to Melbourne, Rudy?
Look, MG, I'd be surprised by that purely because, you know, you look at Melbourne right now, they haven't re-signed Cameron Smith yet. Now, that's the one that's really intriguing for me because, as I said, they're desperate to keep Cameron Munster. They need to keep money for him down the track. Yep. Cameron Smith doesn't have a contract for next year. I'm not sure why clubs aren't queuing up for Cameron Smith right now. And given that, I'd be surprised if they had, and Melbourne want to keep Cameron Smith. Let's make that clear. But I'd be surprised if Melbourne would have the money for Corey Norman. And he just, you know, Craig made the decision a few years ago. He brought a whole lot of players in and they didn't fit the Melbourne culture. And, you know, Craig's talked about that period. That was a period when he lost a little bit of love with coaching because he didn't like what Melbourne was becoming. Mm. And I don't know whether Corey would fit that culture. I think Corey's a really good player. And I'm surprised that there's not a club out there that's signing him because Parramatta have obviously said he can go. But I don't know whether Melbourne would be a good fit for him.
Yeah, I'm thinking the same thing about Cameron Munster in Sydney.
I don't argue with that, MG. I don't argue with that at all. I agree with you on that. And I don't know if Sydney would be great for Cameron Munster either. I'd like to see him stay in Melbourne, but there's going to be a lot of clubs chasing him, a lot of money, and Melbourne's going to have to find plenty of cash for him to keep him. So, and as I said, they've got to keep Cameron Smith, so it's a tough one for them.
All right, MG, ready? Let's jump the other side of the border where a Queensland player, I'm seeing on my piece of paper that producer Charlie's given me here, a Queensland player unnamed in a bit of strife.
Yeah, look, this is a story that it's come to a resolution now, but I'm not going to name the player because it's been resolved, but there's a Queensland player who should be thanking his club right now because he's a prominent, very, very prominent player at a very, very prominent club who had an incident in a nightclub recently. He said something he shouldn't have said. The punter complained about it, went to the club involved, made a formal complaint. The club notified the integrity unit, the NRL integrity unit, is aware of this. They're aware of the matter. The player sat down with the punter involved and apologised for it, and the matter's been allowed to rest as a result of that. But make no mistake, if this had got out, it would have been highly embarrassing for the player involved. And he's a very lucky boy that his club's been able to settle the matter without it going any further. But as I said, there's nothing untoward from the club. They let the integrity in and know the NRL is fully aware of it. Big player at a big club, so...
Were there any sanctions handed down by the club or by the integrity unit?
Well, the integrity unit, no. I'm not sure what the club did sanction-wise. But they've said the matter's been settled and the punter's happy with how it has been settled. So he's a lucky boy, the boy involved, I tell you right now.
Well, as long as the punter is happy with it all, I think it's been handled. Well, that's a good way to handle it, you know. We probably didn't have to know the guy's name and what club he was at, and unless it was something outrageously bad.
No.
All right. Well, it wasn't great, MG, I'll be honest with you. I've heard what it was, and it wasn't great. And if it got out, it would have been pretty damaging for the bloke involved. So, obviously the NRL is happy with how it's been handled, and I guess we'll leave it there. But, you know, I expect there's some digging around it right now going on, so I'd be surprised if it doesn't eventually come out.
Now, Reedy, we know you just drove past the Brookvale Hotel. Where are you currently? Yeah.
I've just headed back to the home office, boys, to do a bit of work.
What'd you pick up at the Bottle-O?
I'm trying to unravel this coaching mess. It's still my head.
I need some
beers, boys.
Mate, it's a kerfuffle. It's a kerfuffle, we're calling it.
Well, Reedy,
the coaching kerfuffle, we're sick of it.
I could think of a few other words for it.
Reedy, pull over, because after this ad break, MG has asked for some time on the run sheet.
Yep. Yeah.
He's planned a surprise. I've got no bloody idea what it is.
It's not a surprise.
So it could be anything.
It's damning of you, Liam.
Okay.
It's damning.
Stick around. Thank you, Brent Reed.
Cheers, boys.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M, or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
Hey! Think you're struggling to get home in traffic? Oh. This guy has to head all the way to Penrith after work. The Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
And the big fella is backing the Broncos to beat Souths tonight. Going to be a close one. He'll tell you how the Broncos win next. All right, MG, you asked for the time. All yours.
Yep. I just want you to play a bit of audio for me there, mate. Press that yellow button.
Okay. He's got a huge forehand, and he knows that grass is his best surface and his best chance at a grand slam.
It's Nick Kyrgios, mate, you're talking about. No, come on.
He loves the big stage and the theatre of Wimbledon, and Wimbledon is the biggest stage. And lastly, he's happy, MG. Go, Nick Kyrgios.
Now, is there any more audio there?
No.
Because after he won his first game, you kind of, Nicky.
Yeah.
And you were just like a little schoolboy. But I want to give you one chance before I give you some damning new data that has come over my desk overnight.
To do what?
To get off his bus. To get off and get away. Stop with this sycophanting about him.
Mate, call me Keanu Reeves. I'm not getting off the bus. I am staying put.
Well, you might change your mind after I give you some little quotes from our friend Nick.
All right.
From last night. Okay. In Cincinnati when he played. And basically he said to the crowd, first of all, he's had a... Him, the referee, started with a bit of a run-in.
Hmm.
He said to the crowd, you want to be a referee? You're all eligible. Then later in the set, he said, of the umpire, he can screw up a number of times and nothing happens to him. It's continual. And it's every time I play with him. And no one in the locker room likes him. So why is he here?
That's a little bit petty. Okay,
but wait, there's more. From Nick. Watch this. You'll never see a bigger tank than the next three games, he tells his team.
Oh,
and he proceeds to tank. I will say this. He won the game, but not any new fans.
Okay.
Now, Liam Flanagan, who has been with them little pom-poms going, go, Nick, go. Go, Nick, go. You got one chance, my friend, to get off it. What does this guy got to do? Has he got to rob a kindergarten or something for you to start now disliking him?
Is it my daughter's kindergarten?
No, it's
okay.
where he lives.
I take your point, MG.
Come on, you can't be a fan of this bloke.
Here is my point.
He's tanking games.
Tell me another player. This is the Cincinnati Open he's playing in right now.
He's disrespecting the sport that's giving him his urn.
Tell me another player still in that tournament.
Oh, mate, I don't.
You can't. And this is why I love Nick Kyrgios. Because for any other tennis player, we would not give a crap. And in the exact same reason that I'm excited that Usain Bolt's coming to the Central Coast Mariners.
No, you can't compare Usain Bolt to Nick Kyrgios.
It's entertainment, MG.
Get nicked. Get nicked. Well and truly, you can't wash your mouth out with soap. Usain Bolt, Nick Kyrgios. Shouldn't be mentioned in the same sentence. 133353. Usain Bolt or Nick Kyrgios. Please, help me.
The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Once we get through all the phone calls of abuse I'm no doubt about to get, we'll talk about the Broncos taking on the Rabbitohs.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M. Or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
This is the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Christian in Camden.
I thought we'd take one of the calls out of the 30 we got that kind of mirrors everyone's opinion.
Christian in Camden, where do you land on Usain Bolt v Nick Kyrgios?
Mate, Usain Bolt is more Australian than Nick Kyrgios will ever be.
No, oh, shut up, Christian. Come on, mate. Now, that's not...
He's coming out here
yep.
to actually train and put effort in to practice a sport that he loves, that he can play professionally in front of everybody who wants to watch him and adore him, as opposed to some, I can't even say the words that describe Nick Kyrgios because it's Drive Time Radio... dickhead that wants to just stand there and go, everybody look at me, I'm so wonderful. He's a flog.
Christian, you've, mate, what can we say? We love you.
The work ethic bit, he might have me on there, but I am not getting off the Nick Kyrgios bus. And when he finally gets... He's a work in progress. He's a young man who's finding out who he is. He's
I'll tell you who he is.
No, please don't. As Christian mentioned, we are Drive Time Radio. MG, let's talk about tonight's game. 7:50 kickoff, round 23 starts with the Broncos taking on the Bunnies up at Suncorp Stadium. Talk to me. How important is this game for the respective sides?
Oh, it's massive. And this is one of the things that's gone right under the radar. You know, with all the coaching kerfuffle talk, we haven't spoke about the actual rugby league on the field, and this is a really, really important game. As we look at the table, the Broncos are poised on eighth with the Tigers breathing down their neck. And if they happen to lose tonight and the Tigers happen to win against the Dragons, they're equal on points.
The players out for the Rabbitohs are significant.
Mate, the attacking potency from the Rabbitohs is why I'm leaning towards the Broncos, especially at home. You know, if this was at ANZ Stadium, I'd be putting the house on the Rabbitohs. But the fact that this is at Suncorp, the Wayne Bennett drama, they're going to come out pumped, the Broncos. They've got, and these are the kind of players that got out, the attacking potency I talk of. Campbell Graham, Alex Johnson, Robert Jennings, and GI obviously has been out for a while, the broken thumb. Young Adam Dewey, who he's out for the season, the poor bugger. But, yeah, we've got two pretty rookie centres in Braden Burns, who's been around first grade a fair bit, and actually was probably one of the Rabbitohs' best last week. And Tyrell Fuamano are their centres. Richie Kenner on one wing, Heimel Hunt. That's certainly a different back line to when they were on their streak. So I think it'll be a close game. I don't think it'll be much in it, but I think the Broncos will, on the back of their tremendous forward pack, they'll prevail tonight.
And I think, just getting back to that, the coaching effect that they've had during the week.
Yep.
The Penrith Panthers, that was a coach had been sacked and the players were emotionally exhausted from the week that they'd had. The Broncos have bonded together as a group with you that we saw around Barbecue Gate. They all went to Wayne Bennett's house. So they are all, the coach and the players, still one as a unit, which it will surely work to their advantage.
Well, as we Ben Dobbins said from our sister station in Brisbane, that on Wayne Bennett's side are probably five or six of the most influential players at the Broncos, some of the young up-and-coming players. And you know, it's going to be interesting to see how they take the field tonight. You know, there's whenever there's drama, teams go one way or the other. They come out very flat and deflated from trying to deflect so much, or they come out and make a statement. I think the Broncos will make a statement.
Triple M NRL prime time from 7 o'clock. Wendell Saylor, Anthony Maroon and yourself. MG, you'll get sucked into this one a bit further. Kickoff at 7:50. But MG, we haven't done this for a while. We need a headline. What will the headline for tomorrow's paper be off the back of tonight's game?
Oh, can you get? That's a question without notice. Can you give me some notice?
All right,
after the break, I have one for you.
Coming up after the break.
What about Bennett's Broncos barbecue the rabbits?
Actually, I like that. Up next, we'll talk you through what will be one of the busiest days of sport ever seen this Saturday in Sydney.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M, or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
Mark Flanagan, Liam Gott. No, that's not right. The Triple M Rush Hour. With MG.
1 hour away from kickoff between the Broncos and the Bunnies. The full call from 7:50 here on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. NRL primetime starting in about 15 minutes with yourself, MG, Wendell Saylor and Anthony Maroon.
Bit of sad news, Liam. Last Saturday night, a local St. Clair man, affectionately known as Benny, tragically passed away. Benny was a local at the Blue Cattle Dog in St. Clair. And tomorrow the Cattle Dog will be holding a fundraiser for Benny from 4 p.m. onwards. Selling raffle tickets, having auctions to help raise funds for his family and friends and for his funeral, actually. So any locals in the St Mary's area, St Clair area, get down to the Blue Cattle Dog tomorrow. Big Marky Bilsma, put on a good show for you down there, and let's raise a glass for Benny.
What time will that be on from, MG?
For about 4 p.m, mate.
Terrific. All right, if you're around the area or if you're a local out there, if you knew Benny, get along, support the cause. It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Up next, we'll preview a very, very big Saturday of sport in Sydney.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M, or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. We're almost out of time, but MG, we're going to look ahead to Saturday. No show for us tomorrow, but we will be posting an English Premier League preview podcast with the great Mark Schwarzer.
Yeah.
That'll go up tomorrow. Make sure you've got the Triple M app and subscribe to the Catch Up podcast. Okay, MG.
Yes,
Saturday friend. Morning.
Yeah.
We've got to make some decisions about where we're going to watch sport.
First of all, I'm going to Jamison Park to watch my daughter play netball.
Okay, well, I'll go to Sydney International Terminal to wait for Usain Bolt to arrive. He's scheduled to arrive this Saturday. Chance to glimpse the fastest man in history.
Wow, you are keen.
I am keen. All right, next decision, you got to make it at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
Where are you, do you want to go to Panther Park?
Yes, I do.
You're going to go to Panther Park?
Where I can watch Winx in one of the boxes.
So you're going to go to Panther Park where the Panthers take on the Knights for Old Boys Day?
I'll be in the Hertz box just to say hello.
All right, say good day to MG, Old Boys out at Panther Park. I'm going to go to Royal Randwick because it's the Winx Stakes running at 3 o'clock.
Oh, how good.
Winx shooting for her 26th consecutive win and 19th Group 1 victory. She's currently paying $1.12.
Wow.
So,
well, if you see a couple of my children there, please look after them for me.
You can cuddle guys everywhere around the city on Saturday. Next decision you've got to make is in the afternoon, MG. Do you want to head to Leichhardt or Homebush?
I'm going to Leichhardt.
All right. Well, you're going to go and see the West Tigers take on the Dragons at 5:30 in what we think is the game of the round.
Yes.
Because of the implications. I'm going to head to Homebush. Spotless Stadium, the Sydney Derby, the Giants taking on the Swans at 4:35, Sydney Derby number 15.
Well, I can take it from here, I reckon.
All right, where are we going after this?
We're going straight to Homebush.
ANZ Stadium.
Bledisloe, baby.
Bledisloe Cup, game one at ANZ Stadium, 7:35. You could head down to Shark Park and watch the Sharks v Cowboys, but...
I think the Sharks will take care of the Cowboys without our help.
I think they probably will. But if you've got a ticket to the Bledisloe Cup, that ticket covers you from a public transport point of view. But bear in mind, traffic is going to be heavy. There is that much sport going on this Saturday around Sydney. Plan for the extra time.
And now the big question, my fair-headed friend.
Yes.
What about after the Bledisloe?
We're going for a beer.
I'm taking you out. You haven't had a drink for 6 months because they're doing the Tour de France. And now I'm doing the City of Surf.
Can Nick Kyrgios come with us?
No. He's lame. I'm MG.